For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
You are getting the best possible information.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Wow.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown! Leaping Jalen Hurts. Throws to the end zone. Intercepted! It's Cam Kitchens with 4 seconds left in the half. Deamer Cotto on a handoff. Runs 53 yards for a touchdown.
Touchdown!
Today's guest, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. Too bad there's nothing to talk about. Fresh off of a wild weekend of football and everything else going on in our crazy world, we're thrilled to be here for you over the next 3 hours right here on the Roku Sports Channel, this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM Odyssey. Tune in. We say hello to everybody out there who listens to us on our podcast all 3 hours. Our podcast network, White Hot to the Touch. Not only can you get all 3 hours of this show whenever you want it today, wherever you get your podcasts, but Chris Brockman and I have already recorded Overreaction Monday. That's going to be out there in short order. Chris and I got here early because, if I'm not mistaken, you and TJ Jefferson are wheels up for Germany after today's program. Is that true, TJ, as well?
Yeah, no lies are detected.
Okay, yeah, because this show will be coming to you live from Munich, Germany, starting on Thursday, because I am heading off to call the Giants and Panthers game, and our friends at Roku and, yes, BMW are setting it us up at BMW Welt, the headquarters of BMW in Munich, for three shows this week.
Let's go.
Yeah. Thursday, Friday, and yeah, there'll be a bonus weekend show for all of you out there to take in. So anyway, Overreaction Monday's already in the books. It'll be out there. Susie Schuster and Amy Trask normally record What the Football on Tuesday. They're recording it after the show today. Great guest. I don't know how they got this guest. It's me. I kind of feel like Taylor Swift. Hey, it's me.
You're the problem, it's you?
That's I don't think I'm the problem, but I...
Solution.
So I am the solution.
You know...
I'm like the Allen Iverson answer right here. So that's where we're working. Tom Pelissero will join us in the middle of this program because Dennis Allen's been fired as head coach of the Saints, and the trade deadline is tomorrow. Oh, by the way, that's election day, too. The rest of us, are talking sports on deadline day tomorrow. Jay Felly, good to see you. Hey. I'm kind of all over the map introducing everybody today.
What's up,
TJ's here. Jay Felly's here. Chris Brockman's here. And are you there? And you there? I'm here. You're there.
I love that.
844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program. Kansas City Chiefs play this evening. Okay. They are still entering tonight's game against the banged up Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield, who is healthy. They are the lone remaining undefeated team in the National Football League, 7-0 tonight. All started on this field when they took on the Ravens in Arrowhead to start the season and escaped with a last second victory and haven't lost a game yet this year. And tonight they might not lose, which is another interesting way of saying they should win. Until then, as of right now, the best team in the National Football League, and they may actually beat them if they face them tonight. And I've never said this before. I don't think I've said this in my entire life. I don't know how many people in their lives in the great state of Michigan have said this. But the Detroit Lions are the best team in the National Football League.
Ooh.
Right now. As of right now, Chiefs haven't played their eighth game yet. But the Lions aren't just beating up on people. They're putting them in a fetal position. They are exactly what Dan Campbell set out for the Lions to be and said in a very graphic detail, which unfortunately for him coming out of the box had a lot of people thinking he was an unserious head coach in the NFL. But I think it works to his benefit now. If you still think he's unserious, that's a UP. That's a your problem. And you'll find out it's going to be your problem fast, because this team is fearless. They're ferocious. They are physical. They are smart. They are really smart. They got smart players all over the map. They've got a brilliant coordinator on offense and defense, and they've got a head coach who has his finger directly on the pulse. I tweeted out a photograph in the midst of this rain fest in Lambeau Field, a GIF during their Lions run game that was going on as we're watching it. Amon Ross St. Brown with his touchdown celebration.
I don't know what that was.
It looks painful.
But,
that was crazy.
You know, while they were jamming it down the Lambeau Field throat last afternoon on Sunday evening, I tweeted out a GIF of Hans Gruber saying, "This is Ben Johnson when the run game's working." And the GIF was Hans Gruber telling Hans to hit it again. Hit it again. Well, I mean, the police car's on fire. Like, what do you mean hit it again? We're making a point is basically what Hans was saying to everybody. Hans Gruber saying, hit it again, telling everybody. And that's what they do. They went into Lambeau Field yesterday and stole the Packers' soul. That's what they did. Team that was coming in thinking, this is our time. Yeah, we got Jordan Love all banged up, but this is our house. This is Lambeau Field. And guess what? The Lions have not done here. They've never sent a quarterback on the field to Lambeau Field three straight times and won with that quarterback three straight times. Indeed, the only quarterback on the list. There's a list, I guess it's now created, of Lions quarterbacks who have won three games in a row in Lambeau Field. The list is Jared Goff, and that's it. I tweeted that out. People are like, Bobby Lane never did it? Nope. Nope, they did not. As a matter of fact, the Lions have now won more games, or as many games, in Lambeau Field in their last three trips there than the team did all the way from the early 90s to the time Dan Campbell showed up. From 92 to 2021, including playoffs, the Lions were 3-25 in Lambeau Field. They're now 3-0 in their last three trips. And Jared Goff, all he does is complete the football. That's what he does. And you can't stress the importance of it, certainly when the run game is working. When David Montgomery's doing his thing with the Thunder, and then the Lightning, Jahmyr Gibbs comes in, and Tom Brady was even like, I've been around, seen some fast running backs. He mentioned Chris Johnson and Jamal Charles off the top of his head. And I know for a lot of millennials a lot of the young kids out there, you might be like, who are those guys? They were really fast and in their prime, really good. CJ, Chris Johnson was known as CJ2K around the NFL Network parts for a while because he had a 2,000-yard rushing season. Mm-hmm. But Jahmyr Gibbs isn't being asked to have a 2,000-yard rushing season because David Montgomery is too busy stealing your soul. And then Gibbs can do it. Montgomery can do it from the 20-yard line in, and he's broken some big ones. But Jahmyr Gibbs can steal your soul from any part of the field. He could just take it to the house from anywhere. And then Jared Goff, when he completes footballs, not only does that keep a drive alive? It keeps your offense off the field. It keeps you from getting on the field and scoring. It keeps on stringing together first downs and first downs and first downs, and Ben Johnson's offense keeps running at you and running at you, and then you force Goff to make a throw, and he makes it. He was 11 for 11 at the two-minute warning of the first half. We don't see this type of stuff. And then the next thing you know, you look up, you not only have lost, but you've lost at home in division. And those, as you know, are the golden ticket wins in an NFL season. I tell you all the time, I'll repeat it again here. If you think the Vikings and the Packers are the teams that can come for the Lions the easiest, or if you think that they're the closest to coming for the Lions in the division, all you got to do is look at the standings and you'd be right, because they're the ones right behind the Lions in the NFC North. The Lions have already won in both Minnesota and Green Bay. And that's big, too. And you win on the road in your division, you usually win your division. And you start racking up wins like the Lions have done, six in a row. And you start racking up points like the Lions are racking up. The 258 points scored tied for the most through eight games in the history of the team. And they're 7-1 for the first time in the Super Bowl era. Last time they were 7-1 was 1956. And you see that. And then you see how each team, when they lose to the Lions, they usually lose the next week because the Lions are beating them up. And you're wondering, how does it happen like Green Bay might? Because it's their first loss since 2018, in which they've gained more than 400 total yards, and they gave up fewer than 300. As a matter of fact, here's how good the Lions are performing right now. They've just won games in consecutive weeks with fewer than 300 total yards for the first time in 20 years. So they don't have to even gain a lot against you. They just take advantage of when they're in a scoring zone, and then they leap on your mistakes like they did with Jordan Love before the end of the half yesterday. Gave the Lions seven more points. And the Lions got the ball first in the second half, and that was kind of all she wrote. And I hope this is all she wrote now on this aspect, because I just gave it to you, right? I just gave you everything that the Lions are doing.
As you do.
Correct? And they did it without Brian Branch, who got ejected like he was playing for Alabama with targeting. You know, their best defensive player now that Aiden Hutchinson's out. They did it without him. You know, helmet-to-helmet contact, sure. Big hit, yes. Ejectionable? I don't know if he intended. I mean, he's just playing football. 15 yards, sure. Ejection? I didn't believe it. But the NFL's New York office had an itchy trigger finger. They ejected Sweet Puka Nacua yesterday, too.
How?
Well, he kind of did throw a punch.
Yeah.
But he was retaliating. That's another day for another conversation. But long story short, Lions are doing it. They don't have to score. They don't have to get a lot of yards on you. They pounce on your mistakes. They're doing it with next man up mentality. I haven't lost since Aiden Hutchinson broke his leg. They didn't lose when Brian Branch went out in the middle of the first half. But the crazy thing is, I told you, they're gritty, they're physical, they're tough. They have people thinking they can't win outdoors. Because they're an indoor team, and Jared Goff is like Bambi from Los Angeles, by the way, of Northern California.
I mean, the stats were not good for Goff outdoors.
Well, guess what they are now?
Just saying.
That was then. This is now. And they're loving this. Dan Campbell. Let's get that one first. Can you imagine you're looking at Dan Campbell and saying, well, did you just prove your team is tough enough to win in the rain? It turned him into sounding like Dr. Seuss. Hit it.
But I know this. I'm not shocked one bit that we came out here and played pretty good football out in the elements. That we're built for this, man. And it doesn't matter. And just because we play indoors, it doesn't matter. I mean, we can play anywhere. We can play in the snow. We can play in the rain. We can play in the mud. That's just us. And we're built to win, man.
We could beat you in a box. We just beat you on Fox. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he sounds like.
We can beat you here or there.
We can beat you anywhere. On a train, in the rain.
In New Orleans.
I mean, Jared Goff, and by the way, Saucy Goff.
Saucy Goff. Oh, is this
new? I dig Saucy Goff.
Saucy Goff.
Saucy Goff is like salty to it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, I like it. Saucy Goff. Hey, Jared, you play in the Dome in Los Angeles. You played in the Dome. You only play in domes. This is your first outdoor game. Do you need a sweater coat after that?
A sweater coat.
This is what he had to say.
Yeah, I'm sure the next time we play outdoors, they'll say that this is the second time they've played outdoors and write a big old story about that again. And yeah, we're supposed to be the dome team who, you know, can't play outside. We're supposed to be the team that, you know, can only win one way. And I think we've shown a handful of times we can win in multiple ways. We're chameleons, and whatever it takes to win in whatever way, that's what we're going to do. And I thought our game plan this week on offense, defense, and special teams was outstanding, and we executed it really well.
Get your thermal underwear when they go to Chicago, people, because the Bears are going to be the next opponent that feels the wrath of the Lions with a chip on their shoulder and a point to prove when it gets, what, if it's 30 degrees, you can't win there either. And the Bears offense shows up like the Bears offense has shown up the last two games. Yeah. Look out. Lions playing like the best team in the National Football League right now, people. Let's talk about the Packers now. Listen, last year, you remember when they got knocked out of the playoffs? They had a chance to tie the game in San Francisco in the divisional round. They were down three with the ball. And with about a minute to go, Jordan Love made a risky throw and got picked off by Drane Greenlaw. You remember he was looking for Christian Watson down the middle?
Yeah.
And it was one of those moments like, whoa, where did that come from? Because right. He's been playing under, he was playing so well for 2 months. Started, by the way, a boat racing the Lions and punking him on Thanksgiving in Detroit, which was one of those whoa type moments there as well, right?
Well, it was the nature of the throw, too. It was the roll out to the right. He kind of threw it across his body to the middle, and you could see it coming.
Stuff that we hadn't seen from him is basically what I'm saying, if you recall that.
Yep.
Well, that has started a Jordan Love that throws a lot of interceptions. Because with that very costly pick at the end of the first half yesterday, and then damn near throwing another one. Tom Brady in the middle of the play. And again, one of the many things that Tom Brady's doing excellently in the booth is letting, you know, Kevin Burkhardt do the describing, and then he jumps in. He doesn't usually talk over the play-by-play, but on a second and one, and Jordan Love was trying to make a play, and damn near turned it over in the rain again. He's screaming, throw it away. Like Tom Brady screamed, throw it away. That's how long Jordan Love was holding on to the ball, too long. That Brady was screaming, throw it away, and talking about live for another day. And I don't know if it's because, again, he'd already thrown that interception, or the Lions were up when he threw that first interception, or he is hurt, obviously not 100%. Obviously, he is not. But he's now the only Packers player in the Super Bowl era with one or more interception in each of his first seven games of a season. Not even Favre did that. Not even Favre in the days of Mike Holmgren saying, you know, really? To Favre when he first showed up from Atlanta. Like, really? You're going to throw it there? Really, gunslinger? You're going to do that? The Mariucci days of him saying to Favre, really? Love now has 10 interceptions this year, tied with Geno Smith entering Sunday Night Football last night. And Geno had a bunch. He had three against the Rams yesterday. This is not the Jordan Love that made the cash last year and cashed in a playoff season for the Packers in a very successful manner. This is what he had to say afterwards.
No, it's it's definitely disappointing. Putting the ball in jeopardy way too many times, and definitely something I have to clean up. And I've talked about it week after week. So somewhere I just got to learn from these mistakes and clean it up, but definitely something that I'm make a big focus on going forward, of just finding ways to take care of the ball better.
Yeah, I mean, that 27-yard pick six by Kirby Joseph just flipped the game. And it was all, you kind of sense it was over, right? Mm-hmm. 17-3 right before the half. Lions get the ball to start the second half. And then Jahmyr Gibbs just popped it right in. 15-yard run, made it 24-3. And, it, you know, it didn't matter how many yards they got after that. And they got a lot on the Lions, but the Lions were basically like, let's just get out of here healthy. It's raining. We got the win. Matt LaFleur was asked about Jordan Love's turnover-prone play afterwards.
Is it a delicate balance with a young quarterback that's capable of making all the plays that Jordan is to coach him in a way that he still has that?
You guys are going to make – I know. I understand. Like, it's really annoying up here, though. Like, you know, we're obviously – he's fighting. He's competing. We know that we've got to take care of the football. But I don't question anything about what he's trying to do. We just got to do it better.
And I know that we just got to do it better from a coach gets fans a little annoyed. I'll tell you, because Mariucci says that all the time. And I try on game day morning to try and get out. No, give me something specific. Can't you say do what you do, but do it better? Because fans can't hang their hats on that sort of thing. But it does make sense. And I'll explain it to you. In another rousing edition of Hit It Right There.
What were they really thinking?
This is Matt LaFleur. What were they really thinking? Listen, I know you all have seen Malik Willis play football. And Gay, listen, hey, gays. Hey, guys, listen, this is the way it works here. This is the way it works. Malik Willis has won two games, and he helped us win a third in the AFC South. He's beaten all the teams that he couldn't beat in Tennessee. We're not going to make the playoffs by benching Jordan Love around here. We just also gave him $50-something million. Okay? So we're not playing Malik Willis. And we just do have to do what we do better, which is running the football. How's Josh Jacobs doing over there? Pretty damn good. Pretty darn good. He's performing very well. As a matter of fact, 95 rush yards. He's got seven games with 90 or more scrimmage yards. The only other players who have as many this year are named Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley. We're good. Our defense is pretty good. Like, it was 10-3. We were about to hit the locker room 10-3. You know? Jared Goff's completing all these passes. We only gave up 10 points. Just don't turn the ball over. Let's play a lot better with Jordan Love. And you look at their schedule. They've got the bye. Oh, gosh. At this point, what do you do with Jordan Love? You just basically send him to a spa. Send him to a spa. You know what I mean?
A retreat.
Work it out. You know, send him to a retreat. I don't know. Go ahead. Just get ready. Because then you're not going to go into the games with Malik Willis at Chicago, home for San Francisco, Thursday night, Thanksgiving night on Miami, at Detroit. Not going to do it. And as a matter of fact, the reason why he gave Jordan Love all that money is because he showed you he was a money player with the chips down. Let's see that guy when we come back. Healthier and hold on to the football. And whatever you do, when you start thinking, throw it, throw it, throw it. Don't. I mean, don't. That's what I mean. Like, do what you do, but do it better. That's what he means.
Can I give you a better thing for him to think of?
Sure.
Think that you're Jordan Love, that you're in your first ever playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys every time you take the field, and you'll have a bust in Canton very shortly. I hate to bring the Cowboys up because we didn't.
Well, you know,
we will.
Don't worry. I mean, we're only 20 minutes into a 3-hour show, TJ.
I know, and I'm glad we waited this long.
No, I just wanted to, the whole country watched this one, and it was the biggest game of the day, and the Lions dominated it. And the Packers made too many mistakes to overcome a dominant Lions team right now. Doesn't mean that they can't flip the script in the last 2 months of the season, is all I'm saying. We'll take a break. 844-204-RICH. We will talk about your aforementioned Dallas Cowboys. An MVP candidate few people are talking about. Caleb Williams, once again, struggling. Jaden Daniels, what's the word for it? Not. That happened again. the Ravens and the Eagles got some big games from their running backs. Again, we'll talk about all that with you also. 844-204-RICH. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Hey, everybody, let's talk about game time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. And here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas, so you need to see the view from your seat. You also need the all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. That's linkedin.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Back here, Overreaction Monday is now posted. It's now up. Sean Mitchell's
up. It's
on
live.
Fire right
it's
live. Now.
It's hot.
At his
up.
Post. Is he going today, too? Is he going to Germany today, too?
I think he's tomorrow. He's leaving tomorrow.
He's a Tuesday?
Yeah.
I'm a Wednesday.
Tuesday departure.
Yeah. Yep. I'm a Wednesday. You're staying here. You and Del Tufo are staying domestic?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I don't really do well on long flights.
Yeah, why is that?
His back. My spine.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Multiple surgeries.
Got it. Where were you watching yesterday?
Watching what?
The game.
Watching the end.
Were you watching it?
Rich, I don't even want to talk about the Cowboys. Can I talk about a football team that, like, actually won this weekend?
Yours?
A football team that listened to their coaches? A football team that got the job done? Back-to-back wins for my Hawkeyes, all right? Can I give a shout-out real quick on Roku? I give a shout-out to Bear, Ben, Bowen, Darius, Emery, Jake the Snake, Nate, Sammy, Shane, and Wyatt. My Hawkeyes were on a 2-game winning streak. I'd rather talk about them.
Are you all in with them?
Oh, I'm all in for sure. Those are my guys.
It's marvelous.
Pitch the shout out on Saturday, Rich. It was great.
Are you calling into 105.3 The Fan tomorrow to start talking about it? So what are you doing?
I just figured I'd use our Roku time here and our radio time.
You just did.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm glad I did this, though.
No, man, wasn't even going to do it.
I'm proud of him talking about himself.
Oh.
That's what I'm proud of. Not about his accomplishments. What do I care?
Well, I didn't score. It was,
You talking about yourself, and degrees of separation, Ashton, willingly talking about it.
He missed the game.
That bear wasn't Chicago. That's for sure. that mention. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. The famed Jerry Glanville NFL Films Wired soundbite. Him telling a referee that is not performing in a manner that Glanville finds acceptable. Tells the referee that the National Football League, the NFL, also stands for not for long.
Not for long. For long. When you make calls like that.
And this is why, again, Overreaction Monday, I think, is such a great segment for us. Is it just you live in the moment, you react in the moment.
Yep.
And the moment can absolutely change. Like, for instance, 1 minute, 1 week, you're losing so badly in the Superdome that you're wondering if the new coach knows what he's doing, and you're wondering if the first overall pick that you drafted the year before is really the guy. And the Carolina Panthers go back home licking their wounds after losing 47-10. And the Saints move on and go to Dallas and boat race the Dallas Cowboys and put up 44 points in that win. And you've got 91 in 2 weeks. You're 2-0. You're a top people's way too soon power rankings. You're 2-0. And the Carolina Panthers go home and get spanked by the Los Angeles Chargers. And then suddenly, they're benching their first overall pick. Seeing what Andy Dalton can do. And then smash cut to 2 months later. And because their division opponents are playing again. And Bryce Young is now back in as the starter, having earned another start after an emergency start brought about because Andy Dalton, God forbid, got into a car accident with his family in the mix as well. And everybody, thank God, all right. Bryce Young gets a start. And then he gets another start, and they're calling it, hey, he showed enough moxie. Nobody really asked, and at least in my estimation, is Andy Dalton ready to go? I mean, could he have gone? I mean, whatever. Long story short, doesn't matter. But Bryce Young is playing against the Saints again. And the New Orleans Saints haven't won since going 2-0. Part of that because they had to play an unready rookie quarterback because Derek Carr got hurt. But Carr's back. Said, don't call me the savior. Well, good thing nobody did.
Oh, come on.
I'll be honest. What? I'm just.
I get it.
Well, I guess Michael Thomas is definitely not calling him that.
Oh, man. Where did that come from?
These are all facts. I'm not pinning anything on Derek Carr. The whole thing, soup to nuts, is falling apart for the Saints.
Yeah, big time.
And the team that you eviscerated 47-10 in your first outing with them now has more wins in the last 2 months than you. Or as many, if you want to, leak it back to week two. And Bryce Young was the one who took victory formation for the first time this year and feels redeemed and is heading off to Munich. And I will see him next week coming off of a win that caused the Saints to call Dennis Allen into their offices and say, you're fired. And you could kind of see it coming. You could kind of feel it coming. A lot of people thought that he was the one on the hottest of seats entering the season that got cooled off with a nice 2-0 start with a remarkable offensive output that, by the way, caused us to have him on the show. We'll always admit when there's a Rich Eisen Show bump. Hopefully he's not blaming us because after appearing on our program, they didn't win. And certainly you got to have a sense of it because Derek Carr is a good quarterback. And they do have Alvin Kamara, who just came up with a game with 155 rushing yards and 60 receptions. Last player to have 150 yards and 60 receptions in a game for the Saints was named Deuce McAllister 21 years ago. And the Saints outgained the Panthers by 150 yards overall, ran for over 150 yards, and won the turnover battle. Bill Barnwell of ESPN pointed out that over the last 20 years, teams that did that in a game were 275-0.
What?
And now they're 275-1.
Whoa.
And you just lost to the Panthers, who you beat by 37 to be the first one to ever lose in that situation. And maybe that's why the Saints went ahead and said, we need to see you. The statements today from New Orleans Saints and Gail Benson, the owner, talked about this decision is something I felt we needed to make at this time, and the usual nothing but the best. He's been extremely loyal and professional. Mickey Loomis, the executive vice president and general manager, who I believe is now in the mind's eye of Saints fandom, wondering if he's the right guy. He talked about how there was an avalanche of industries and it took its toll. DA never offered excuses, fought each day for this organization and his team, and that's what makes today disappointing. Yeah, I mean, he was the guy who Loomis said when Sean Payton, quote unquote, retired and took a sabbatical. He's the one who goes, let's just stick with Dennis. And my gosh, what a fire it is, the dumpster variety in New Orleans right now. And during the game, I mean, Chris Olave, who had concussion problems in college and then came back from one, gets carted off with one. And then one of the most successful offensive players during the Saints' run with Sean Payton in can't guard Mike Thomas, college Ohio State Buckeye, fellow Buckeye, he's tweeting out nonstop about Derek Carr and how it's Carr's fault for getting his receivers hurt with some of the throws he's making to avoid contact and being hit himself. It is ugly. Ugly. Derek Carr had to respond to that after the game. Talking about, like, I don't know what I did to him. I have love for everyone. I actually try to reach out to him. He has my number. I played with a bunch of guys. He's the only one I've ever played with that's got a problem with me. Carr's got to be looking around saying, I left Vegas to come here. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was there when they fired Dennis Allen in Vegas or in Oakland, and now I'm sitting here and Dennis Allen's getting the gate here. But yeah, I mean, the injuries definitely didn't help. But this is what we would call a full down teardown, I would think. And I don't know today, like, if I'm anybody in the NFL that needs, like, Cam Jordan or needs... they're not trading Kamara. They just extended him. I mean, would Tyrann Mathieu want to come play for me? I mean, they have some lion-hearted individuals there. Would Marshawn Lattimore be available if healthy? I don't know. So it's like, hey, Mickey, I just saw you put out a statement. Is your phone working today? Because
yep. I mean, they're getting calls today for sure.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because this thing's a wrap. I don't know. You know, I know our director, Don Bowie, is a diehard Saints fan. He has been angling for this for a while. Totally tell us out of school, Don. So is every Saints fan. They just want this thing torn down, and let's get back to what it was when Sean Payton was here. And the side of the football that Dennis Allen is expert at, the Saints, they've allowed 30.8 points per game since week four. Their seven-game losing streak is the longest since Mike Ditka was the coach in 99.
Wow.
They were 3-13 that season, and that was his last year there. They hired Jim Haslett, and then Mike McCarthy is the OC the following the 99 season, and then they made the playoffs in 2000. We all know Sean Payton showed up, and the problem for Dennis is that Sean Payton was 58-23 in the five seasons before he began to think about tapping out and leaving. Mm-mm. 27 to 21, they were 58 and 23. And then he left. Good Lord. Sorry to hear it. Don't like it when guys lose their gigs. It's a pretty tough day in that world.
Second one already now. Week 9. We're just two down. Many more to come, though, unfortunately. That's the way it works.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take some phone calls. Tom Pelissero will join us about why the Saints decided now is the time. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. You're on a very busy Monday. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Very smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called AutoQuote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You know how sometimes you just got to find the absurd in serious moments?
Yeah.
I mean, this couldn't be a more serious subject matter when we're talking about one guy accusing another guy of endangering another guy's health. They all were teammates at one point in time. But amidst the Mike Thomas rant on Twitter came the phrase, I'll say it out loud, right there in the middle. He is ass on my granny. And we started texting amongst each other about that. Like, have we ever, I don't know, what does that mean? It means he's not good? Is that what that means?
Yeah, he's basically saying, like, sometimes you'll say, you'll say something and you'll put it on my mama.
Oh, I see.
On my granny. So he's saying, he's ass, comma.
Oh, so there was
on my granny.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. So it's missing.
That's what I'm here for.
Punctuation.
Thank you. It's because, I mean, that comma would be doing a very important job.
Yes.
He is. Yes. His ass.
Sean Mitchell put it through an AI machine.
No.
you got to come. I mean, this is what they came out.
Ass with. On the granny. Okay.
Yeah, man.
There's another one.
There's another one.
AI needs to be stopped.
There's another one.
I really like that one.
So, I mean, the comma is very, that, I mean.
I guess I missed this in the group chat. I can be your human AI when it comes to all thing Urban Dictionary related. Yeah. He's ass. Oh, my grandpa.
Donkey.
They should consult Skip Bayless on the very important comma.
Very important.
Remember that comma did a very heavy lift?
Very important.
For Skip?
What was the tweet?
I don't even want to say it out loud. All in my ass. That's what he said about the Cowboys back in the day.
Donkey.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Just trying to have fun, be idiots on our Roku channel.
You thanked the comma for its service.
I did thank the comma for its service with
Skip's tweet. Skip. Yeah, that was back in March.
Yeah.
Oh, my mama.
I did a top five list of the top five storylines of the first half. I believe one of them, number four, might have been. I don't know. It should have been higher, I think. But running backs are impact free agents, too. Okay.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Derrick Henry did it again yesterday. I mean, he just keeps on keeping on, guys. Derrick Henry
scored a touchdown. I mean, set your clock to that.
Keeps on keeping on. Lamar missed 2 days of practice and then showed up and had a perfect passer rating of 158.3 in Baltimore. He did it again. It's the fourth time of his career. 16-19, 280 passing yards, 3 passing touchdowns. And the Ravens rebound from that loss in Cleveland. And it's a big W for them, man, because Broncos coming in just like them, 5-3, just like them winning 5 of their last 6. That's it. Now, you could say, well, you know, zoom in a little closer and you'll see a different roster. You'll see a different sense of things. You'll see one guy is coming off of his second MVP season at quarterback. The other one's just a rookie going through a nice growth spurt. Sure. You know, you could have said that. And the Broncos coming in said, well, this is a measuring stick game for us. And the Ravens grabbed the measuring stick from their hand and then beat him over the head with it. Broke it off in two. And Zay Flowers had a nice game, 127 yards and 2 scores. He counted for 2 of the 3 touchdowns from Lamar. But in this game, Derrick Henry had his career rushing touchdown numbers, 100 and 101. Fastest player to reach 100 career touchdowns. LaDainian did it in 93 games. Derrick Henry did it in 128. I mean, LT, good Lord.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
In terms of now, most games with 100 or more rushing yards and 2 or more rushing touchdowns in NFL history, Derrick Henry now has 21 of those. And that's tied with Emmitt for third most all time. 4 behind the 2 guys tied at the top, named LaDainian Tomlinson and Jim Brown. Okay. He's sitting there for $7 million a year, and the Ravens are like, we'll take him. And it's a total difference. It is a total, total difference. Deontay Johnson's going to start performing well. And yes, I know Zay Flowers is there and Lamar's there too. But to have this guy as an outlet and have a guy like this who's running downhill third and fourth quarter action and creating business decisions, and it's going to get colder and the decisions are going to be more business oriented down the stretch of a season where teams are going to be out of it and players are going to be thinking, really? I'm going to get in front of 22. I'm serious. And the Ravens have figured out what to do with them. I know they lost in Cleveland last week. These things happen on the road, in division, whatever. I'm not worried about the Ravens. They proved it yesterday. And you could say, well, Rich, it was just Denver. Denver was 5-3 mm-hmm. overall and 5-1 in their last 6 games. Yeah, that's what they were. And guess what? If the Ravens can't get past the Steelers somehow, and they're sitting there in a battle for a 5 seed or whatever, guess who now has a tiebreak over Denver, who's sitting there at present 7th in the standings? Denver. Man, that Ravens-Chargers game coming up, the Harbaugh in about a month. How big is that going to be? Because they're right now 5-6 in the standings. And obviously the Ravens have a more likely path to overtake the current division winner than the Chargers do in their division. Understood. But that's just one thing. The fact that Derrick Henry's on the Ravens is such a difference maker for this team when it all comes down to it in the playoffs. And that's exactly why Dallas should have twitched in that direction. But more on the Cowboys later on. Certainly, you know, with the guy that they hired in the offseason instead of Derrick Henry was a healthy scratch where everybody's agreeing it would be better off if you didn't board the plane, Zeke. And then where would the Eagles be without Saquon Barkley? Where would the Eagles be without him? Yes, Jalen Hurts is playing much better. For sure. Jalen Hurts, since the Eagles coming off their bye and the head coach shaved his head like he's Private Pyle, he has played excellent football. And he had another nice day yesterday. He had a beautiful pass that he dropped into Devontae Smith, who made an incredible grab. What a grab that was from Devontae Smith. And, you know, he had a nice grab right there, which helped overcome some more odd moments, like failing 3 2-point conversions and 2 4th down attempts inside the Jacksonville 30. You know what I mean? Like,
just take points.
3 failed 2-point conversions and then 2 4th down attempts inside the Jacksonville 30 did not go the Eagles' way. They became just the 5th team in NFL history to fail 3 or more 2-point conversions and still win. How did they win? Well, yes, Hurts, with now 100 or better passer rating in 4 consecutive games, that's the longest streak of his career. 4 straight games without a giveaway, that's also the longest streak of his career. When you're efficient with the football and you do not turn it over, that works. But you know what also works? A guy who's got 5 games with 100 or more rushing yards in this season, when in the previous 2 seasons, Philadelphia's running backs had 5 such games as well. Over 2 seasons, Saquon's got it in the first half of this season. 27 carries, 159 rushing yards in week 9. The only player in 2024 with multiple games of 1 or more rushing touchdowns and a receiving touchdown. 199 scrimmage yards and 2 scrimmage touchdowns in week 9. His 1,071 scrimmage yards, second most in the NFL behind only Derrick Henry. And then, I mean, just when we thought Garrett Wilson had 100% the most eye-popping play of week 9, if not the season. And Devontae Smith was like, I've got a beer that you should hold. I understand getting those 2 tiptoes down at the back line of the end zone and got both of his tippy toes down before the knee hit. But Saquon Barkley, leaping backwards over a defender after spinning away from another, is, as Jason McCourty called it on the broadcast, the greatest 14-yard run you'll see. Dude jumped over a player backwards, put his back to the oncoming defense, and jumped in that direction. I've never seen that ever. Never thought anyone would want to attempt it. Never thought anybody could attempt it. You know how Nick Sirianni's never at a loss for words? He was in the initial portion of this soundbite.
It was the best play I've ever seen. What I think is so cool, there's going to be kids all over the country and all over Philadelphia. I really think about that, trying to make that play and talking about that play and like simulating that play as they play backyard football or peewee football. Like, they ain't going to be able to make it because that play is, I think he's the only one in the world that could do that. I thought it was I'm speechless. Like, it was unbelievable. And the way the crowd, it brought the crowd. And then when I looked up, like, I thought I saw what I saw. And then I looked at, but as a coach, you're looking at the line sometimes. You're looking at the secondary. You're looking at the defense. And so I thought I saw. But then when I looked up at the big screen and the crowd reacted to it, it was unbelievable.
Right?
I'm watching it. I've watched it 10 times. I don't know how he did it. He catches a, it's not even a right, catches a pass.
Spins.
He makes a guy miss. He spins around a dude and then just sees a guy coming at him and he just jumps backwards over the guy. It's unbelievable. Over him. And it's not like, you know, the dude was like a foot off the ground.
And he's saying, and he's right, kids in Philadelphia, they love 26. They're probably like, how did 26 play elsewhere ever? Like, he's built for us in the same way Derrick Henry's built for the Ravens. They were like no-brainer decisions of both teams to do it. And I understand, again, while the Titans at age 30 and they were going through a rebuild, they kind of were doing Derrick Henry a favor. And I know I'm seeing the Giants again in a few days. And, you know, that kid Tyrone Tracy's really good. Okay, I get it. But it's got to really leave a mark to see that Saquon's doing this for Philly, and he's doing it at a time where the offense is definitely transitioned to a new OC. Coach has taken his hands off that steering wheel. And he saved their bacon in Brazil. He's, you know, I know he had one go off his hands against Atlanta. That was definitely, in my mind, not a fumble. I thought he got contacted yesterday and then went down to the ground and lost the ball. Led to 6 points for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't think that was on Saquon. Guy has been so crucial. And folks, case closed on running backs being important for you and your team. And I don't understand why some general managers are like, no, $7 million or $13 million a year, too rich for us, but let's pay some wide receiver 20 and then watch him not get a damn catch because the quarterback can't get the ball to him. I don't understand. That's our number one in the books right here. And then on top of it, though, the Eagles...
I think the other cool thing about this play is he's wearing the Kelly Green jerseys.
I know. Those
like
are
the
really
greatest
neat.
Uniform in the league.
I know. But just real briefly here, because again, we're talking about a team that's, if you will, out of it. Trevor Lawrence, just that final throw of the game, it's just like, dude, what are you doing? First of all, the play being called, like, let's throw it to De'Ernest Johnson.
I don't know.
You know, like.
Throw it out of bounds.
No, I know they're banged up at receiver. Christian Kirk's not in there, and they're down. Gabe Davis wasn't playing either.
Brian Thomas had two catches. Why aren't we feeding him?
Dude, I don't know. And Trevor played a really good game, and then just the number of times that he plays a really good game, and then...
One bonehead.
He scored twice. I mean, it's exactly what they needed. They were coming back. They got that break of that fumble reverse.
Felt like they were going to win.
Or the non-fumble call, or the fumble call that wasn't reversed, even though I thought it should have been on Saquon. And they had a chance to win it.
It felt like
because
they were
of all those missed two-point conversions.
Right.
They had a chance to win it.
And they converted two two-point conversions. It just felt like everything was kind of going their way.
And the play call was odd. The throw was risky. And by the way, give it up to N'Kobe Dean, who has been, a lot of people in Philadelphia are waiting for him to have made a big play. And he did. What a grab that was by him.
Felt like a little pass interference.
I guess. I don't know. You could say it.
Shouldn't have thrown it.
What a disappointing finish for Jacksonville. But the Eagles, man, where would they be without Saquon? Tom Pelissero coming up. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. There's a reason why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Because in the NFL, there's no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. And science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. Imagine what it can do for you. I know about it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers of difference. But it really does make the difference. We can adjust our side of the bed the way that we want and get the perfect quality sleep that we need to be more ourselves in work, around the kids. It's awesome. Get ready and get yourself to a Sleep Number store. If you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store, and why not? It's awesome. Again, there's a reason why it's the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Take it from me. You'll love Sleep Number.